This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says Turkey agreed to a five-day ceasefire, that is, to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. Pence made the announcement at a news conference Thursday after more than 4 hours of talks at the presidential palace in Ankara. The
Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for everyone involved.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces only began their attack after Trump had ordered U.S. troops out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said his country only agreed to pause its offensive and would end the operation only if all Kurdish fighters were out of a 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Longtime Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The native of Baltimore, Maryland, served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump. He drew Twitter attacks from the president in July during hearings examining Trump administration immigration policies, particularly the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump called Cummings a brutal bully and said the congressman's Baltimore district is more dangerous. Cummings defended himself and the district. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House on Thursday confirmed that President Donald Trump ordered diplomats to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to get Ukraine to open investigations that would help Trump politically and linked them to military aid to Ukraine. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Later, Mick Mulvaney issued a statement that reversed his earlier comments and said the White House had never required Ukraine to investigate anything in exchange for military aid. EU leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes up on Saturday, but opposition parties are already saying they won't. AP's Karen Jamas reports that Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker hailed the deal, but others were not so enthusiastic.
Just hours before a summit of all 28 EU national leaders, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that negotiations were a success. Johnson called the agreement a great new deal, whilst Juncker stated that it was a testament to the commitment on both sides to find solutions. Immediately complicating matters was Johnson's Northern Irish government allies, which didn't waste a minute to say they could not back the outline deal because of provisions for the Irish border.
That's Karen Chamas of AP. Juul Labs says that it will stop selling fruit and dessert flavors in its electronic cigarettes, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Juul admits the public doesn't trust the vaping industry. Mango, creme, fruit, and cucumber flavors will no longer be sold. Flavored nicotine products are being blamed for hooking a generation of teenagers on electronic cigarettes. It has caught the attention of President Trump, who talked last month about banning all vaping flavors.
There have been deaths, and there have been a lot of other problems. People think it's an easy solution to cigarettes, but it's turned out that it has its own difficulties.
Juul is being sued by adults and underage users who claim they were addicted to nicotine. It will continue selling its most popular flavors, mint and menthol, for now. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.